Now, let's talk a little bit about the difference between natural and synthetic vitamins. Are you saying that if they can pass legislation, that these pharmaceutical companies would be the ones that make these synthetic vitamins, and thereby, of course, getting, again, the profits and the upper hand on all of us? Is that how that would happen?
Yes, that's how that would happen. And some of the reports that I've read state that the biggest manufacturer, or perhaps the only one, would be Merck, you know, and Merck has gotten lots of publicity because they're the ones that manufactured Vioxx. So these synthetic supplements, and for people that are a little bit familiar with looking at labels, when you look at vitamin E and you see DL, that means synthetic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the D is natural, and you do not want just a D alpha. You want something that's a mixed tocopherol, because that's closer to what, you know, occurs in nature, and you want that combination to give the best therapeutic effect.
All right, well, these natural supplements versus synthetic, right now, is there much of a cost difference?
Yeah, there's a percentage of a cost difference. Yes, yeah, but you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. I was going to say. I'm probably taking synthetic vitamins right now, and I'm not even aware of that. Well, I mean, they can't hurt you, can they?
Some of them can be potentially harmful, but you're not getting the therapeutic effect that you desire. So if you have a particular condition that you're trying to treat, and you're using something that, you know, has a much tiny percentage of effectiveness, you're not getting the benefit, you know, so your condition will not improve. And then you say, gee, you know, these vitamins are useless.
Well, can you trust these labels, Robin, if it says all natural? I mean, is that what they are, or do you have to look at it even further?
Yes, well, yeah, we have to be more diligent as consumers. We have to read the labels. We have to pursue the information and educate ourselves. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy to maintain your health, but I don't know what's more important than your own health.
Well, now, what about these other supplements, then, as it directly relates to Codex, like the herbs and things that you might want to take? Some people, for example, swear by St. John's wort for depression, for example, so they don't have to take Prozac or something.
Mm.
How will that change?
Well, you know, you have all the big publicity with Prozac, and that poor young man who just recently murdered so many people.
Yes.
He was on Prozac. It's one of many horror stories. So if you remove things like St. John's wort, and one of the warnings for St. John's wort is that you might be photosensitized,
mm-hmm.
You should not go, you know, and continue taking your MAO inhibitors, some of the other antidepressant drugs with it, because it can increase the effects. But that's it. You know, you start slowly. You get the proper research done on, you know, your part. Consult with a healthcare consultant. And you have something that has cheap prices, minimal, if any, side effects when used properly.
But this is what they want to control, those kinds of herbal supplements.
Yes, and another thing that they believe in doing, they claim that they are standardizing the active ingredients, and they pull isolates out of an herb and say that this part and that part are the only important parts. Well, what occurs in nature is balanced. You know, there are many different constituents of one particular herb, and they work together synergistically to help the body and not be used as a drug. When you isolate these things, you're making drugs. And with standardization, that's what they're creating. They claim that this way you're assured of the potency, but you're missing that balanced effect.